Thank you. Greetings, friends. The 28th chapter of Genesis and verse 15 gives us another of the great I Ams concerning God Jehovah, the Lord, God Omnipotent. It says in verse 15, Genesis 28, "And behold, I am with thee." God is speaking direct to Jacob. "I am with thee. I am with thee." The ever constant, alert companion. "And will keep thee in all places whither thou goest." Here's something an insurance policy or company can't do. They can't keep the one that's insured. But the God of heaven can. He says, "I will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee, I will not leave thee, until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of." And Jacob awakened out of his sleep, and he said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not." Well, surely he was. So here is another, the great I Ams, in the preceding 13th verse. The Lord stood above at the top of the ladder that Jacob saw in his dream and said, "I am the Lord God, yes, the one who is over all, the Master, the Lord. I am the Lord God of Abram thy father, and the God of Isaac." Abram was his grandfather, and Isaac was his father. And he said, "I am the God of Abram, and the God of Isaac, and the land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed." This is a covenant he made with Abram, Isaac, and now with Jacob. But the one we have in verse 15 is very unique and very overall covering. My, to have a companion like this. The psalmist spoke of the Lord as his companion. He said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And then he said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me." Companionship. One who will not ever leave, nor forsake. "For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Yes, the companionship, the fellowship, the nearness of the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior to the soul who on Jesus has leaned for repose. The soul that has come to the Lord Jesus for salvation. The soul that has come to be cleansed, to be sanctified, to be made whole again, saved from the wrath to come, and saved from much of the sin that's in this world, saved from its power. "I am with thee." My, what comforting words this is. And friend, to know the Lord Jesus as your Savior means that you can join with Jacob and be the recipient of these words for yourself, direct from God. While he spake unto Jacob, they are for every true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, for God's principles do not change. And he says, "I am with thee. I am the Lord. I am with thee. I am with thee." Yes, the one who is a constant companion, the one who is closer to us than a brother, for the Bible says there's one that sticketh closer than a brother. There's one that's constant. He's sticking with us. He'll never leave us. And that's what he says here. "I am with thee and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest." My, what assurance, what comfort is this? To know that the Lord is with you every step of the way, every place you go. Oh, some might say, "Well, I wouldn't want that." No, you wouldn't if you go to places where you couldn't take the Lord. But if you have trusted him as your Savior and you love him with your heart and body and soul and mind and all your strength, my friend, You'll not want to go any place he doesn't want you to go. Your joy and your safety and your happiness will depend on doing what the Lord wants you to do. The Master. The Lord. And he says, I'll be with thee, and I will keep thee in all places whither thou goest. Isn't this something? People get on an airplane and they get an insurance policy. Good in its inherent value. But my friends, if company can't assure you that you're going to live, many get into airplanes and go down in these awful catastrophes. It's quite true that the great percentage of safety, thank God for that. But the company that insures your life can't guarantee that you'll reach your destination. But now the soul that on Jesus has leaned for repose. Just think of it, friend. Just think of it. Here he is, I am with thee, the Lord says. I am with thee and will keep thee. The keeping power of the Lord Jesus Christ, the companion that'll stick us closer than a brother. This is really something to rejoice your heart, no matter where you are. When you're in danger, when you think you're not in danger, the Lord is with you. My friends, I wouldn't trade this for anything else that I know of. To know the Lord Jesus as Savior, and to know that His Holy Spirit indwells you, to know that His presence is with you, and He'll keep you no matter where you are. What assurance, what a foretaste of love divine is this. He will keep. He will never forsake. And that's another thing he says. I am with thee and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest and will bring thee again into this land. Jacob was passing through. But here the Lord God tells him, I'll give you this land. And he has given this land to Israel. And Israel has this land and they're going to keep it because God, by his covenant power with Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, he has covenanted that the land of Palestine will be given to Israel and will be theirs forevermore. And no power can keep them from it. I am with thee and will keep thee and will bring thee again into this land. Into this land, this very land where you now have your feet placed. You'll be brought back, and this will be your land, the land of Palestine. So, he not only, the Lord is with him, not only the Lord keeps him, but the Lord is giving him something. Something of immense value. Something is of a tremendous worth. Something that no man can take from them. The land of Palestine. Their land. God-given land to them. I will give thee this land. Then he says, again, for I will not leave thee, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. Oh, my friend, here is a taste of what it means to trust Christ for yourself. He's still the same, Lord Jesus Christ. He's still the Almighty God. He's still the one who is with us, the true believer, the real Christian, the born-again person. I am with thee. I will keep thee. I will bring thee. I will give thee. Yeah. Onward through life we go. He is with us. He will keep us. He will bring us safely home to heaven at the close. He'll give us a place where he's gone to prepare. The Lord Jesus said in John's Gospel, In my Father's house are many mansions. If were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Oh, yes, yeah. Mansions in the Father's house. But he says, I go to prepare a place for you. A something place different altogether. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. I am with thee. I will keep thee. I will bring thee. I will give thee. This is what the believer has as his inheritance from the Lord Jesus Christ. Saved by his grace, the Lord Jesus, our constant companion. The one who brings us safely through. The one who will bring us into that desired haven. The one who will give us glory with him for all eternity. My friend, don't miss the Savior. Don't miss heaven. It's your God-given birthright to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and to know you're going to be with him and like him for all eternity. Thank thee, Heavenly Father, for thy good word. We thank thee thou dost know all about us. We thank thee thou art our constant companion of everyone who puts their trust and faith in the Savior who died for our sins on the cross. We pray again for our President, Lord, that thou lead and guide him, that thou give him wisdom. We pray thee for every officer of government, state government as well as federal. And then we pray, Lord, for the citizens. Grant, Lord, that each one of us will do what we can to make our country a great country. We pray that many souls will trust the Savior, know that he is with them, and that he will keep them, and that he will bring them into their desired haven and give them heaven and home at the end. We praise thee and thank thee for loving us and dying for us in the own precious holy name. Amen.